Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's so good to be with you today as we continue along in the Gospels, as we're looking chronologically through the Gospels in our devotional time together. Today we're in John chapter 11. I thought we were in Luke chapter 11, but we're in John. As yesterday, we were dealing with Lazarus from the town of Bethany and Mary and his sisters. This marvelous story of love, this marvelous story of faith, and certainly the power of Jesus Christ to rise from the dead. Well, the story went on yesterday with the good friend of Jesus. He was a friend of all of them, that Lazarus was said that he was sick, and he was down by the River Jordan, but Jesus was telling his disciples, he's just not sick, but he actually had died, and they're going to see the glory of God if they would just simply believe. I think today we're going to see what Jesus was talking about seeing the glory of God. We're going to see something exciting. Isn't that fun for us as we study God's Word, is to see what God has done in the past tense and in the days gone by? His miraculous touch, his healing touch, his power over the demonic world, his power over sin and death, and his ability to rise people from the dead. But you know, that's just not a story from yesteryear, but it's a story for today. Because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's still touching people's life. He still wants us just to simply believe in him and to trust him. But we, as people, we're very emotional people at times, especially when somebody that we care about and somebody that we love is so deathly sick, as Mary and Martha, the two sisters, were just really distraught what to do. And so they had sent for Jesus, and it took Jesus a few days to come to them. And it tells us in verse 17, so when Jesus came, he found that he had already been in the tomb 4 days. Otherwise, Lazarus had been dead now for 4 days. There was a custom during that time was to bury their day the same day that they died. And so he'd been dead some 4 days. Now, Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles away. And many of the Jews had joined the women around Mary and Martha to comfort them concerning their brother. And as I mentioned earlier, Mary was well known in the community, and certainly Martha and Lazarus were. And so here we see this picture of so many people to bring comfort. That's so important. And when we have friends and loved ones who maybe their relatives have died, their family members, we come along and just to be there, give them a hug, just be there just to listen to them. You know, a lot of times we don't really know what to say, but just your presence there alone so often means so much to them. And now Martha tells us in verse 20, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went out and met him, but Mary was sitting in the house. And Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you'd been here, my brother would not have died. Isn't it amazing? She knew the power of Jesus, and she knew his ability to heal and to keep somebody from dying. And so in one hand, she's accusing him, said, hey, if you've been here, Lord, you've let me down. My brother wouldn't have died. But the other thing that you see here is her tremendous faith in Jesus, that if he would have been there, her brother would have not died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. And Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. And Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection in the last day. And so here she knew, she was looking at Lazarus had died, and she believed in the resurrection of the dead and the fact that Lazarus would rise in the last days. But Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. He shall live again. And whosoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? And she said to him, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is come into the world. Of course, Martha was really upset because her brother Lazarus had died, rightfully so. And she was blaming Jesus by saying that if Jesus had been here, you would not have died. He would have not died. This was probably true. If Jesus had been there, he probably would have just healed Lazarus, as he's done so many times in previous stories. But Jesus had something bigger in mind. He then made this radical statement to her. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believe in me, though he may die, yet he shall live. And whosoever lives and believes in me shall never die. He was talking about spiritual death, wasn't he? The eternal separation from God. Believing in Jesus as Lord makes spiritual death something that we will never experience. Isn't that amazing? We will never, ever experience spiritual death. But he went on to prove what he was saying by showing his authority over the physical death as he broke the laws of nature and brought Lazarus back to life. Here he's demonstrating his authority in the power of his word. What he said, he says, you'll never die. And he's about ready to demonstrate it to us in our story. But by believing in him, we know that we will never experience separation from God. What a tremendous truth that is. By just simply believing in him, we'll never, ever be separated from God. And he is the resurrection and the life. And so our story goes on. When she had said these things, she went her way and secretly called Mary, her sister, saying, the teacher, the rabbi, has come and is calling for you. And as soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came to him. Now Jesus had not yet come into town. Otherwise, he's on the outskirts of town, but in a place where Martha met him. Then the Jews who were with her in the house and comforting her and saw that Mary arose quickly and went out, followed her, saying, she's gone to the tomb to weep there. And can you feel the emotions of what's going on? All of a sudden, Mary goes running out of the house. Everybody there's just figured she's just filled with emotion, and she's running to the graveside just to weep for her brother. So then, in verse 32, then when Mary came where Jesus was, and he saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you'd been here, Lord, if you only been here, my brother would not have died. What compassion. What emotions that are going on in this story. Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her weeping, he groaned in his spirit and was troubled. And when he said, where have you laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. So they brought Jesus to the graveyard, and Jesus wept. How beautiful it is. When Jesus saw all the pain and the suffering of the people, he wept. Why did he weep? We don't know for sure. He knew that he was going to raise Lazarus from the dead in a few minutes. What was he sad about? Let me make this suggestion to you. I believe he was sad because he saw the consequences of man's sin. He saw the pain in the world that's caused by man's rebellion against God. He saw the sorrow and the bitterness and the pain that sin brings. Jesus was moved with compassion and wept. His heart is still broken when he sees what has been done to ourselves. What the pain that happens to us because we live in such a sinful world. And that's why I believe where John, at the end of the book of Revelation, he cries out, he says, oh Lord, Lord, come quickly, Lord Jesus. May that echo in our prayers this day. Then Jesus, again groaning in himself, came to the tomb, and it was a cave, and a stone was laid against him. And Jesus said, take away the stone. So you can picture this. He's at the graveside now, and there's a stone cover, and they would bury him in a tomb there. Probably was a family plot. And they said, move the stone away. And Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, Lord, by this time, he stinks, for he's been dead for 4 days. Man, he's a really, Lord, you don't want us to roll that away. The body's decaying. And Jesus said to her, Did I not say that if you would believe, here's the ticket. Here's the key for us this day. He says, if you would believe, you would see the glory of God. Folks, I hope that we're getting this as we go through this, all these daily devotions. What God has designed for us is for us to put our faith in Him, for us to believe in Him. And if we believe in Him, we're going to see the glory of God. We see the glory each day of our lives. I saw it this morning when I woke up as I spent time with my wife. I see it as I see my children. I see it as I spend time with the family of God. I see the glory of God as I see the birds outside and the beautiful clouds in the air. If we just believe in Him, God will open our eyes to see His glory. As He said, He says, if you only believe, you'll see the glory of God. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up His voice and said, Father, I thank You that You have heard Me. And I know that You always hear Me, but because of My people, the people who are standing by, I say this, that they may believe that You sent Me. Now when He had said these things, He cried out with a loud voice. Could you hear Him crying out with this loud, loud voice? And He just simply says, Lazarus, come forth. There are those who say when He says, Lazarus, come forth, that He said it particularly by name, because if He just simply said, come forth, then everybody in the grave would have came out. But He said, Lazarus, come forth. And he who had died came out bound hands and foot with grave cloth, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. It's almost like that old movie pictures when you'd go to the theater and you'd see the mummy, you know, come marching out, walking out all wrapped up. And that's kind of the picture we get here. And Jesus said to them, loose him and let him go. And so then many of the Jews who came to Mary and seen these things that Jesus did believe in Him. But some of them went away to the Pharisees and told them these things that Jesus did. And the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered a council and said, what shall we do? For this man works many signs. If we let him alone like this, everyone will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away our place from the nations. And one of them, Caiaphas, being the high priest that year, said to them, you know nothing at all, nor do you consider this expectation for us that one man should die for the people and not that the whole nation should perish. And so here they are. Again, the response of people who see Jesus is always amazing to me. Some believed and some actually not only did not believe, that they plotted together to put Him to death. God help us to believe and trust in Jesus. The person of Jesus Christ does cause people to make a decision who He is. Either He's our Lord or else He's not. And if He's not, then I feel for you and I pray for you that you'll take time to consider the evidence and you turn your life over to Jesus and that you'll be blessed to follow Him. But I know there are those who choose to harden their hearts. And it's our prayer that you would make that turn to Jesus, that you would live for Him even this day. As we close again this day, I'd like to play another song from our friends, the Rounders, Ernie and Michelle Bondi, in order that you too might consider Jesus. The song is Waiting at the End of the Road. And so until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you.
The way is long, the night is dark. I don't mind, cause a happy lark will be singing at the end of the road. I can't go wrong, I must go right. Find my way, for its guiding light will be shining at the end of the road. There may be thorns in my path, but I'll still wear a smile. For in a little while, from up above, I don't mind, cause the one I love will be waiting at the end of the road. Swing it out.
night is dark, I don't mind, cause a happy lark will be singing at the end of the road. I can't go wrong, I must go right, find my way, for his guiding light will be shining.